You're listening to You've Got This, episode 280. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about the power of naming and defining. And this has been on my mind lately because it's a big conversation topic in my coach training program, where we talk a lot about working with clients to name things and define things, and then to use what we're naming and defining in the coaching relationship to kind of create clarity and go deeper on certain topics and issues. And so this has really been on my mind as I think about naming and defining different things in my own life right now. So I want to give some examples of what that looks like. But I also want to offer a bit of a framework of thinking of how you can kind of name and define where you are right now in kind of your personal life or your professional life, using a model that we utilize in coaching with different powerful questions called the Learn, Be, Do model. And this is something I actually just covered with people in my coach training program within the past couple of weeks. And so that's partly why this is on my mind. So let me explain the model, and then I'll talk a little bit about how it can kind of help you define different parts of your life and work. So the Learn, Be, Do model is basically a way of thinking about different kinds of questions that you can ask. And some of those questions are focused on the client's learning, what they're learning through a situation, what they're learning through the coaching relationship. And then the being questions are really focused on the client's identity, who they are or who they need to be in a particular situation, who they want to become. And then doing questions are probably the most kind of easy to understand. They're basically questions that are focused on getting things done. Like, what are the next actions that you might want to take to move forward in a particular situation? And one of the questions that I asked the people in this coach training program for our icebreaker for that particular training session was, where do they feel like they're in their life right now? Are they in more of a learning mode? Are they in more of a being mode? Or are they in more of a doing mode? And I love this question because I think it is so interesting to kind of try to name and define where are you right now, maybe in your personal life or in your professional life, around learning, being, and doing. Now, this is feeling especially salient for me because I have been in a newer job recently, and there was a lot of learning that was happening in that particular job. There was also a lot of being in that I was trying to kind of work my way into a different leadership role. It was really causing me to ask a lot of questions about my leadership identity, characteristics that I wanted to emulate, who I wanted to be in certain situations where I was really having to show up as a leader in lots of different contexts. And then, of course, the doing part, I have all kinds of projects that are coming onto my plate in this role where I really need to be thinking about how can I move them forward through like project management, change management, task management, delegation, you know, all of those things are on my mind as well. Now, one of the things that I think is kind of interesting is you can use this model in all kinds of different ways. So I could look at my week, for example, and I could say, do I feel like this is more of a learning week, a being week, or a doing week? I could look at my day. I could look at individual meetings. I could look at a season of my career and think about what I think is happening. And it helps you to kind of know where to put your focus and your energy. So for example, if I was going to a conference where I felt like I was really going to be bringing in a lot of new information, I was going to be learning a lot at this conference, that might be what I really wanted to focus on, is how can I learn as much as I possibly can? How can I take great notes? How can I follow up on different resources that I'm learning about that I think would be really interesting to me? And it allows me to really focus in on defining what that learning is going to look like for me. So this is the second part of this whole concept, is once you name it and you kind of know what's going on, then you can start to actually define that in a very personal way for what it means to you and how it's really impacting where you are in your life right now or where you are in your work and the kinds of decisions and priorities that you might have based on that. So let me give a couple examples, a couple more examples of where I think this kind of works. And I think that you can definitely go beyond the Learn, Be, Do model, but that's just what's been on my mind kind of lately. I think one example of naming and defining is trying to name and define a season of your life. Now, I have talked about seasonality in so many different ways, and it's definitely not tied to necessarily the nature seasons. It could just be that you're in a season where things feel very busy, and you know you're making choices based on a lack of time that you can really devote to things around you. Now, I think you might also have seasons tied to the ages of your children or the kind of family situation you're in where you're maybe wanting to devote a lot of time to spending time with your family, and it's a season for family. It could also be a season where you're really head down at work and you're trying to earn a promotion or you're trying to get tenure, and it's your season of really focusing in on that thing. One of the reasons I think that it's really powerful to name and define a season is it allows you to apply that when maybe you're in a situation where things are not ideal for you. So I could give an example of this. When I first started my job back in August, there were a lot of things that I allowed to kind of fall away in terms of habits and routines. And part of it was because I defined that season for myself as a season of transition. And I knew it was going to take me some time to get my energy back, to really settle into my job, to my office, to my commute schedule. And I kind of used the definition and naming of that to release some expectations for myself and to say, in this kind of season of transition, it's okay that things might look a little bit different, or you might need to be flexible with yourself during this season. And I think that we could apply this to any number of things. If we have a creative season, if we have a season of growth, if we have a season of grieving, I mean, all of these things would allow us to name and define a particular kind of place that we find ourselves in and then make decisions based on that. Now, another example of this I think that we can apply is naming and defining like a feeling of discomfort if you're in a particular situation that is not feeling great. Now, sometimes we have feelings of discomfort when we're being stretched or we're evolving into something new, and that's actually kind of, it could be a good thing. I mean, even though it doesn't feel great, it can be a sign that you're growing, you're learning, you're evolving into something that is important to you and that you want to devote time to. You also might have a feeling of discomfort when like your boundaries are being crossed in a way that doesn't feel good, or you have like values misalignment with something. And we're not really going to be able to know what we can assign that feeling to until we can kind of name what the situation is and define why we're not feeling great in that particular situation. So I think that whenever we have a feeling that we're just like, oh, this isn't feeling right to me, or I've got like a feeling in my gut, naming or defining that can be really helpful because it can also help us to notice patterns and then make decisions based on what we're feeling. Now, in a similar way, I think it's really important to name and define things that start to feel easy. So if you've been working on something for a while, or you're doing something that maybe other people find challenging, but for you it's filled with ease, trying to name and define that can really help us to locate our strengths, or what I call our superpowers, things that come kind of easily to us but aren't necessarily coming easily to other people. And I think that, you know, when we can locate those things, it allows us to set ourselves up for success. It allows us to choose situations where we're really emphasizing those things that are really powerful or positive in our lives. But one of the challenges I often find with my coaching clients is they don't know what those things are for themselves. They've never really named or defined them. And so we will work together to try to figure out what are those things, what are the examples you can think of in your life that allow you to draw out some of those positive experiences and notice the patterns of where you are really applying your strengths. So I love this idea of naming and defining things because I think it allows us to almost like locate ourselves in a certain kind of place and time. I think this is also why I love the practice of journaling and reflection in that way, because I often find myself naming a situation or describing why I feel a certain way and trying to kind of locate a way of situating myself within that where it's memorable for me, And also it gives me kind of a context to work from if I ever want to make a decision based on that, or basically just remember how it felt to be in a certain kind of situation so that I can maybe bring more of those situations into my life or even avoid them depending on the feeling that I had. So naming and defining has an incredible amount of power as we're kind of moving forward with kind of framing out who we are, how we're changing, and how we're evolving over time. And I think it applies to basically any stage of life and career, and also any season that you're in. So I would love to hear if you are naming and defining anything in your life right now. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. And I would be so interested in hearing what this is showing up for you as right now in your life, as you're starting to name and define the season that you're in or the feelings that you're having, and just what does it mean to you? Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.